This is Passport to Texas. Counting birds at dawn during the Christmas bird count guarantees you'll see lots of them. Yet a big bunch of birds can lead to confusion.
Especially if you get into a big flock of robins or grackles, you just have to start estimating numbers. But it's really fun when you get big numbers of species.
Cliff Shackelford is a non-game ornithologist with Parks and Wildlife. This year's bird count is December 14th through January 5th.
There are over 100 Christmas bird counts in Texas, so chances are there's one in existence in your area.
Counts take place inside a 15-mile radius circle. Cliff says the best way to find a nearby count is online.
Search for Christmas bird counts in Texas and figure out which one is nearest you. Also, you'll see who the compiler is, and you can get a phone number or email and start coordinating with that person.
Compilers act as captains of their circles and relay data from the count back to Audubon, which analyzes it.
And what they'll do is stick you with some seasoned vets, and that's really good because you learn a lot when you're out in the field with someone who's been doing this a while. Or if you're a seasoned veteran, they'll put you in an area that might be your own little area, and they might stick some people with you that you can share your knowledge. And so you go out with this team of observers and you basically beat the bushes and try to see as much as you can see. It's a lot of fun.
The data volunteers collect help researchers better understand trends as they relate to our feathered friends. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.